Hey, just left the store. I will be there shortly. Got something for you and the baby. So I will see you in a little bit. Yeah, put the beers in the freezer. And so have a good time.
Shut the fuck up!
Come on, I'm a little flat.
Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again. And several people won't make it home. Texting, it can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Road to Stardom Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to 16 Road and Road to Stardom Radio Success. We have a great show today. Please, thanks for rocking with us. And if you want to join in the conversation, the number to call is 424-243-9617 or 845-277-9356. Press the 1 and let us know you want to go live and give your opinion on the topics we discuss today. And so we're going to start with some sports news. As you all know, Russell Wilson got let go from the Broncos. And it's going to be an $85 million cap in the NFL because of that, because they were guaranteed to give Russell $73 million if he would have got hurt. If he would have got hurt, they would have been giving him $73 million. Now, Russell Wilson's not a bad quarterback because you saw how he played with Seattle. It's just that, you see, this is what teams need to understand. When you trade for a person, they gotta get used to how you do things there, especially how you call your plays. The way you call your plays is different than the last team they were on. They gotta get familiar and get integrated into the new team. And it's not going to happen right away. You know, he played an all right season. Wasn't his best season starting out with y'all. But, you know, y'all let him go. I'm not sure if Russell, free agent. I think they let him go because they didn't want to pay his contract, whatever that money amount was for his contract. But another team is going to pick Russell up, right? And Russell's going to do wonders for that team. And the Broncos is going to be looking like why he couldn't do that for us. Because you got to give him time to get acclimated. Nobody is going to able to understand your plays right away and be able to execute them as soon as the season starts. I get it. You got training camp. They learn all the plays until the season starts. I get all of that. But, you know, the season starts. Football season starts at the end of August, right? We get three games before the actual season games. Hey, another team's gonna pick Russell up, and he's gonna do good over there. Because they're gonna sit. Because those coaches that understand him is going to say, "Give us the Russell Wilson you gave Seattle, and you won them titles. You want that Russell Wilson. You don't want no new Russell Wilson. We want you to learn our plays and give us the Russell Wilson you was in Seattle, doing good for them before you went to the Broncos." And congratulations to LeBron, because since we're in the sports right now, congratulations to LeBron. 40,000 points in the NBA. But there's also some controversy behind that, because people are saying that although he hit a milestone, that every time he did something good, the Lakers lost. Like when he scored the 40 playing against, I can't remember what team it was, but the team they said was OKC. When he had milestones and there's like OKC, they lost to them. It's like they lost to the Wizards. How the hell you lose to the Wizards? Of all the teams out there, how the hell you lose to the Wizards? And if you played the Hornets and lost to the Hornets, how the hell you lose to them? They don't have the Wizards and the Hornets don't have a good record. They're not even making the play-ins or the playoffs. They're not making any of that. So how in the world you lose to them? And some people are speculating that he was just doing all of that to reach the milestone and not doing it to get them in the play-ins or the playoffs. And congratulations, since we're on basketball, to Caitlin Clark. She has, in college basketball, she has the highest points in women's, the highest points in men's. She broke a milestone. Oh, Lord. And she's a senior now, so she'll be going into that WNBA draft. Whatever team gets her, yeah, I hope y'all know what to do with her. And just because she's rocking it out, in college, don't mean it's going to be the same when she gets to WNBA. So, yeah, I better know how to utilize her. Yep. So, yeah. So that, that's some sports, a little bit of sports right there. You might get back into the sports, but if anything else comes up, we get back into the sports. But, yeah. What else did I want? So, you're going to pivot into a little tiny, I won't say a big segment, a little tiny segment called Deep Dive Kitchen. Now, this little tiny segment that I'm giving you right now is for all my foodies and for all my cooks out there, be it you're a home cook, you're a chef, for my cooks out there. Right? And for all the moms out there who are looking for something quick to cook, for the fam. And I'm sure you've seen, Food Network, or you heard some chefs say, for a quick meal, get a rotisserie chicken, break it down, and turn it into something else. Don't eat it as is, right? If you want to make enchiladas, get you already cooked rotisserie chicken, break it down, shred it up, and make yourself some enchiladas. So for this segment here, I'm going to give you food ideas. But it's already probably foods you already make, but expanding on that, what you already make. Like grilled cheese. You don't have to make just a plain grilled cheese. Now, I was on Facebook, and you know how Facebook loves to give you your memories, because whenever you post something, if it's been how many years since you post that post, they put it as a memory. For me today, as a memory, was a grilled cheese I made, and it was with white American provolone, bacon, and spinach. Now, I know you're saying to yourself, bacon and spinach and a grilled cheese. Well, just think of it, right? You eat an omelet, right? When you put in your omelet, you put cheese. Some of you put cheese in your omelet. You put the spinach in your omelet. Put bacon in your omelet. So you can say it's basically you putting it in your grilled cheese. Nothing wrong with putting the spinach. You saute you up some spinach, right? Cook you some bacon. You chop up your bacon. You know, not chop it up, but break it up. Depending on how many pieces you give yourself, you cut it. So you make like, if you do two strips of bacon, you can break it in half, and it'd be like you got four. So if you do four pieces of bacon, and because if you're not making just for yourself, but for somebody else, then, right, and you have your cheese, you got the white American on one side, provolone on the other side. If you don't like provolone, you can switch it for a different cheese. But instead of just using one cheese, use two different cheeses when making a grilled cheese. If you're making it for your kids, just do the one cheese. If you're making it for yourself, the adult, you can do more than one cheese because kids are picky when it comes to eating certain things. So I wouldn't want your child to be fussy and say, I'm not going to eat it. But you do provolone, white American, saute up some spinach, cook you some bacon, put it in there. It is delicious for those of you who like spinach. Now, if you're not a spinach person, you still do the bacon. The grilled cheese with bacon in it is good. If you don't do regular bacon, you can do turkey bacon. You can crisp up the turkey bacon like regular bacon, break it in half, and put it on in your grilled cheese. If you like onions, you can caramelize yourself some onions and do caramelized onions in your grilled cheese. But it has to go with the cheese that you are using. It has to pair with the cheese that you are using to make the grilled cheese. Everything does, like, you know, certain foods don't go with everything, right? You could do ham, put the ham in there. I've done it with ham. I've done it with pepperoni. I've done it with salami and my grilled cheese. Done turkey, chicken in the grilled cheese. I've done that. So when you're cooking, when you're thinking of what to cook for dinner, you know, during the week, I have some suggestions for you. If your kids like Italian, this is a good suggestion. You can do stovetop lasagna if your kids like Italian food. I'm sure you always make a spaghetti. You always try to make a ziti if they like ziti. So I got two things you can make that's Italian. You got stovetop lasagna. I know you probably seen recipes out there that says lasagna soup. You make lasagna soup. Basically, it's the same thing, but it's not soupy. It's just like eating lasagna without eating it layered. It's eating lasagna without eating it layered. And then the other one is beefaroni. Now, I know you've seen recipes and it has goulash, and it has the tomato sauce, the macaroni, the beef, and all that. But when I make it, I don't put no chopped tomatoes, no diced tomatoes or whatever. When I make it, I just use whatever ground meat and the noodles and the sauce, just like you would do spaghetti. But it would be called, if you're using beef, it's beef-a-roni. If you're using ground chicken, it's chicken-roni. If you're using ground turkey, it's turkey-roni. They even done it with sausage and called it sausage-roni. That's if your kids like Italian. Yes. So you can make those dishes, you know, on the week. Kids like to eat beans. Like when you order from the Spanish place, you get the beans and the kids like it. You can make it at home. You don't have to waste your money at the Spanish spot getting you some beans because your kids like beans. Now, when I do beans, if I have leftover meat from, like, the night before, like, if it's chicken leftover from the night before, if I made chicken, I'll take that, add it to the beans. No, it's not chili because I didn't put anything in it that would make it chili. It's just the beans and the chicken. It's not chili. You know, you give it, you could do that. If you have, like, if you say you made a pork shoulder and you got that left over, you can add that to the beans. You know, you cook it, follow the instructions on how to cook it, and you can add that if you have that. Even if you have leftover pork chop, you could chop the pork chop up, put that in the beans. There you go. You got a meal. Well, if you don't have any kids, you still can make it. You still have a meal. Make you some rice, or if you got boiling the bag rice, that's fine. And there you go. You have a meal. And so that is it for Dita's Kitchen. I said a little segment, but it wasn't that little. But that's a segment I'm going to do here and there to give you, the person who likes to cook, you know, dinner ideas, you know, like to change up what you normally cook. Because I'm the type of person tired of cooking the same thing all the time, want to change it up. So, yeah. So, in the political news, I hate talking about Trump, but we're going to talk about Trump in the political news. So, someone took a picture of a group of blacks, shirted Trump in the picture, and posted it to have us thinking that Trump is in good with the black people. They inserted, so it's like AI generated picture with, and they inserted Trump. It's an AI generated picture of black people, and they inserted Trump in this picture. Posted it online. Roland Martin was talking about it. And I'm like, why? Why are you trying to convince America that the blacks are with Trump? There might be a handful that are down with Trump, but not all black people are down with Trump. Stop trying to push this agenda that we are down for Trump like that when we're not. Did you see, you know, he put out the sneakers talking about he did it because we like sneakers. Who, whites like sneakers too. It ain't just black people. Yeah, so. And then, you know, the big issue in Florida is DEI. And Florida banned DEI. The state of Florida banned DEI. And what does Florida State, not Florida State, Florida University do? Because of the people that I got, because the state banned DEI, Florida University fires every person that was hired under DEI. Yes, they fire every person who was hired under DEI just because the state is banning DEI. Yep. They did all the alma mater. He said something about it. And he said he want people to band with him. Like, and Roland talked about that too. And he was saying for new athletes coming in, you know, graduating, going into college, and, you know, you're picking your colleges, or if you pick them already, and you say, oh, I'm going to go to Florida as my college to not go. Because you're good enough to go to their college as a student, but once you graduate their college and probably want a job working with the college, they're not going to hire you. They're not going to hire you. Yeah, this is crazy. Because Roland even talked about, it was a school, I think, in Mississippi. He said Mississippi State, I think. When one of the students, well, he said, I think he wasn't, I'm trying to think. Was it the, oh, yeah. One of the students, it was about the, so their school flag. Also, they have the school also had the Confederate flag. Like, the Confederate flag symbol was on the flag. And he said, one of their best players was like, nope, I'm not playing until you take that flag down. Not playing until you take that flag down. And he was one of their best players. What did they do? Because he was one of their best players, they took the flag down. But he wasn't going to play until they took that with the flag down with the Confederate symbol on it. Yeah, and Roland, you know, you got it, you know. We have to do something, and we got to hit them where it hurts, especially these athletes. Because, you know, you say, oh, I'm committing to this school, and then all of a sudden in the news, the school you commit to is in the news, and it's like, do I still want to go to the school? You know, they're like, for those students that get the NIL deals, you'll be good. You don't have to, you can uncommit to the school. For those students who committed to Florida, you can uncommit to Florida and go somewhere else for what they did to those people. Because they had a DEI department. And so they got rid of the whole department. You understand what I'm saying? The whole department. All the people working in that department, they got rid of. All because Ron DeSantis decides we're going to ban DEI in Florida. This is, it's crazy. This is crazy. And you know, last weekend, when Trump was in South Carolina, he beat Nikki Haley. And she said she's still going to keep running for president. You lost to him in your own state, and you still want to, and she has some big backers behind her that were going to donate money to her campaign. But when they saw that she lost to Trump, they took their money back. They took their money back. And I don't blame them. I'm not going to keep putting money behind a candidate that's not going to win against Trump. What I think it is she used to be the governor of South Carolina. And she ain't really do diddly squat for South Carolina. And now you want to run for president and you ain't do diddly squat for your state. And you expect the people in your state to want to vote for you for president when they remember you ain't do diddly squat for them. You know, we got... Everybody's not built for politics. So stop thinking you built for politics when you're not. Because there's a lot of people in politics who ain't doing daily squat for their state. But think they got the, what do you say, the balls. I'm going to say it. They think they got the balls to run for president when they ain't even doing nothing for their state. You know, they're looking for bills to be passed, and it's like bills on reform. Like, and they are like, nope, not voting on that. Nope, I'm going to say nay to that when they should be saying yes. They're voting against it and saying no. And then you wonder why they're not voting for you to be the nominee for president against Joe Biden. Yeah. Crazy I am. Yeah. So, if you was on, if you were on Facebook, Instagram, there was a glitch today with Facebook and Instagram, but I didn't notice any glitch. When I was on Facebook, I didn't notice any glitch. On Instagram either, but on Threads, there was a glitch because I couldn't see the threads when I opened my threads up. But they did say that Facebook, Instagram, they had a glitch. I'm glad it wasn't anything to do with, like, people's passwords where they had to send out stuff to tell people to change their password. Glad it wasn't none of that. Yeah, I'm glad it wasn't none of that. Let's see. So, here's something I wanted to say to y'all. Did y'all know that the Cast of a Different World was going on tour to HBCU? Yep. The Cast of a Different World has been touring and going to different HBCUs. And, you know, they have the discussion about the show. And Sinbad via Zoom, Sinbad has joined them via Zoom. Because, you know, Sinbad had a serious heart attack and he's still recovering from that. So, and Sinbad says, thank you for your prayers, support, and positive thoughts. They carried me this far. Yep. And that, I don't know who thought of it, but that's dope. As a show, a fictitious college going on tour, the HBCUs to talk about the college experience that they had on the show. It was Kadeem Hardison, Dawn Lewis, is it Ron Bell played? The one who played
Ron from the 80s. Hey, good evening.
Hello. Jasmine Guy. The one who played Kim, Charlene, I can't remember her last name. Cree Summers, who played Freddie. Lynn Turman, you know, he played Colonel. And Sinbad, but he was via Zoom. You know, he played Walter Oakes. So they've been going on tour to different HBCUs, talking to the students. And I thought that was dope. That a fictitious college is going on tour to real colleges to talk to the students. I thought that was nice. Keep Sinbad in your prayers, y'all. You know, Sinbad, he's, you know, the comedian Sinbad. Keep him in your prayers so once he gets 100%, maybe able to go back and start, you know, not touring, but doing comedy again, acting again. Yeah. Let me see. Let's see here. So let's see what's going on in the news. It says entertainment now. It says,
good evening. Heartthrob from the 80s. How's it going?
Fine. We got to get
good. What's going on?
So I'm about to talk
about
what's
the topic
something
for tonight?
I'm about to talk about something right now. Drake Bell addresses shocking claims of sexual abuse during Nickelodeon career. So if you remember the show on Nickelodeon, Drake and Josh, he was one of the main characters. And
one of the main characters in what?
The show Drake and Josh.
Talking about it. We're waiting. Hello?
You don't hear the sound? There's a sound from the
no,
video.
I don't. What's going on?
Okay.
Oh, Christ.
says Drake Bell stepping forward to address allegations that a dialogue coach sexually abused him during his teenage years on Nickelodeon. The actor is slated to appear in an upcoming ID documentary titled Quiet on Set, which is set to premiere on March 17th and 18th, although Bell remains silent in the recently released teaser for the documentary. He is anticipated to develop into his experiences in the full release. ID's announcement hints that Bell will discuss his interaction with Brian Peck, whom he encountered while filming Drake and Josh in the early 2000s. According to TMZ, Brian Peck previously entered a no-contest plea in 2004 to charges involving lewd acts with a minor and oral confrontation with a minor under 16. The extent to which Bell's allegations are connected to Peck's criminal case is yet to be clarified. Nonetheless, Bell's forthcoming revelations are attracting significant attention. Given his tumultuous personal history, including a conviction for child endangerment and public struggles with mental health issues. Peck has also been referenced by former Boy Meets World actors who acknowledged knowing him in the past but did not make any specific misconduct allegations. The documentary Quiet on Set moves from several former child actors, with Bell being among the first to accuse Peck publicly. The nature of Bell's claims, particularly whether he will identify him as a victim in Peck's 2004 legal case, remains to be fully disclosed. Wow. Who knew? Who knew? Well, we knew stuff like this was going on. But wow. They got so bad that the ID channel is doing a documentary on it. It's coming out March 17th, you wanna know. If you wanna see who else is on that list of people who's been messing with the children when they were minors.
Well, by many states, Road. Why can't the children just grow up and have a good career without being, taken advantage of? Why do they do that? And where are the parents? Are they not allowed on set when this is going on, or
the parents if the children are managed by their parents, the parents are there. If they're not managed by their parents, then their managers are there. And the managers actually on set. They are in their so every actor when they're doing a movie or a TV show has a trailer, and so.
Okay.
Yeah, manager will probably be in the trailer while the child actors on set doing their scene, and then they'll see them after they finish. So this man was a dialogue coach, meaning he was helping them with their lines.
Oh. Hey, good evening, Road. How y'all doing, everybody?
What's up?
Wow. Hey, how you doing?
So, if you remember the show, Drake and Josh.
Yes, I love that show.
Well, he is one of the leads. He's the lead. Drake and Josh are brothers. And so this guy who's the dialogue coach was being inappropriate. And ID decided they're going to do a documentary called Quiet on Set. And it's going to reveal not just this guy, but other people in Hollywood who were taking advantage of kid actors. Now, this is crazy. Because, you know, as a kid, you might say to yourself, this is something I want to do. But now when you're hearing these stories, it's like it kind of makes you change your mind. So here's another.
You know, and that's not the first time. That's not the first time I heard about that. I can remember back as far as the girl from Poltergeist. They say she was messed with by the movie people, and also Judy Garland. The producers and directors took advantage of them too. You never heard that story?
I saw something like a few weeks ago. And they were talking about
what is all that movie?
So here's something I'm gonna share.
Okay.
His next story. It says preacher references Glorilla lyrics while delivering a sermon. Let's see here. I don't know if you'll be able to hear it. It might not be loud enough. Can you hear it?
No. What are you trying to? What am I listening to?
Oh, there you go. Can you hear it now?
I cannot.
I am going to.
If you're playing it from your phone, I'm not going to be able to hear it while you're on the phone.
So then, if you have Instagram, for those of you listening, if you have Instagram, you can check it out on Hollywood Unlocked's page on Instagram. And,
oh, with Jason Lee?
Yes. So, let's see. It says, because Glorilla was hyped to see a preacher referencing her lyrics. So it's just a video. It's just a video of the preacher using her lyrics. So there's no... So we want to send prayers out to Kiki Wyatt. For those of you who don't know,
what's
Kiki
going on
Wyatt
with Kiki Wyatt?
Kiki Wyatt,
your phone is getting low again. Come get to the phone. Your phone is getting low.
So we want to send prayers out to Kiki Wyatt. For those who don't know who Kiki Wyatt is, Kiki Wyatt is an R&B singer, and her son is in the hospital fighting two forms of COVID. Now, she said that she don't go nowhere with the baby, right? She don't go nowhere with the baby. And that she don't have COVID, but the baby does. Two different strands of
COVID. So what about the other kids? Maybe the other kids went somewhere. What is all that moving around? You don't hear that?
So that's what she said. She said, you know, I need prayers. She just wants to pray because she said she don't go nowhere. She don't leave the house. So how is it that son's got to be, because I think she had him like, I'm not sure if she had him last year sometime, but he got to be close to a year. He's in the hospital fighting two strains of COVID. Yep, two strains of COVID.
Wow.
definitely sending prayers up, praying for a speedy recovery.
Because she would post pictures, and he would have the tube they put in your nose in the hospital. She had posted some pictures, and he had the tube in his nose. That something happened to him, and she had to rush to the hospital. The breathing tube in his nose. Now she's back in the hospital again with him. Come to find out he's battling two strains of COVID, and the baby's not even
okay. Bro, what are you? You got the phone on speaker or something? It's a bunch of noise. I don't know what you're doing, but we can hear it.
Okay, like I was saying, the baby is not even one yet. And what do we say? You say check on, what do you always say? Check on our senior citizens.
That's right. Check on the elderly. Check on the elderly and make sure they're good.
Now we got with this, two different strains. I get it, you catching COVID, but a baby catching two different strains of COVID, so you know it's causing respiratory problems. So he has to have a breathing. So he might have to have a breathing tube until they get it out of his system that he can breathe on his own. But no parent wants to go through that.
Right. Okay, dude. You don't hear that?
I don't hear any noise.
You're moving around, moving paper, moving something.
I'm not moving. I'm not touching any paper.
Okay, did you have the phone on speaker? I don't know if it's a microphone or something, but I hear it. And if I hear it, everybody else hears it.
So there was another story that I saved. It's another story I saved. I got to find it. So it says, did you know the Bowser Pinto plan, which criminalizes gatherings of two or more people? This is in D.C. It says, the D.C. City Council is proposing a set of bills to address crime in D.C., but the proposals in the bill are bad, says the devil is in the details. So it says, now listen to this, any face covering criminalized. So you know, because of COVID, places actually to wear masks.
Mm-hmm.
So this is part of the Bowser Pinto plan. And this is face covering criminalized. Any items worn that cover most of the face are now criminalized with detention or arrest as the penalty. This includes but is not limited to hoodies, bandanas, hijabs. The police will be the sole decider of which face coverings are allowable. So the police holds the decision in their hands. Covering is allowable. And so you know, if you run into a racist cop, he's going to say it's not allowed. So here's another one.
You know what? Never mind. Is that?
Here's another one. Gatherings of two or more people is criminalized in D.C. Says the police can now designate any neighborhood as high risk, allowing them to arrest innocent people for gathering in groups of two or more. If police suspect they might commit a crime, they can be fined or imprisoned. You hear that, Sid? So we're standing at the bus stop. Say we're in D.C., and we're standing at the bus stop waiting for the bus. The cops can arrest us because we're gathered two or more. Because we're gathered two.
Wow. So what does that say? So people can't go to church? So does that mean people can't go to church now?
No, this is if you're outside, not inside, if you're outside.
Oh, okay. So people can't go to the park. People can't have family reunions in the park.
If it looks like a gathering to the police, they can arrest you.
So there's no concerts, no festivals outside, no outdoor concerts, no picnics, no barbecues, no family reunions.
That's
ridiculous.
That you would have to get permission for.
I think that's crazy. I think that is crazy.
Hey, I got to agree with you, brother. I think it's crazy, too.
That is something you would have to get permission for. And if you are at an outdoor event, you have to make sure you have your ticket stuff in your pocket to prove you're at the outdoor event.
So I got to get permission to have a party on my own property?
If it's public property, yes. If it's your property, like your backyard, no. But if you're outside in the public area, like a park, yes. You know how some parks have barbecue grills in them because people like to grill. They have space where they have barbecue grills and stuff. Well, if you're gathering at something like that, you may have to get permission to be able to barbecue. Here's another one. Listen to this. Here's another. This is all part of this bill. And it says, killing car chase suspects now legal. Police can now kill suspects during car chases, a practice that is currently banned. The police will become the sole decision maker about life and death, regardless of guilt or innocence. So let's say you're driving along, you get into it. I won't say the police. Let's just say you get into a car accident and you drive off. The cops is called, the cops is chasing and following you, but you not know when the cops are following you. And all of a sudden, when you realize it, now you create a car chase. So the cops can shoot at your car and kill you, and they won't get in trouble for it. Because they have the decision. So here's another one. Body camera restrictions removed. It says the plan will overturn current policy that prohibits the police from viewing their own body cam footage before they write statements. This has nothing to do with lowering the crime rate. So you're a cop. You got body cam footage. As you know, they look at it. You know, they can write their statement. The restrictions are removed. They can look at it, can do whatever they want with their body cam footage. So if they do something and they can erase the bad part that they did and leave the rest in,
So you go up to Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
There's more to this deal, and this is only in D.C. Now, this is only in the D.C. area. It says, fear is now cause for arrest. It says, anyone wearing any item that covers most of the face who causes another person to feel afraid can now be arrested regardless of the person's actions. So remember, so with Trayvon Martin, right, when he was following him, he had on the hoodie, he was following him, he thought he was a Christian. And he, you know, he didn't think he lived where he lived. Now, just imagine that happening in D.C. with this bill. Even though he did get away with it, this bill right now, he would get away with it again. Because he's going to say, I was afraid. All he has to say is, I was afraid. And remember, Trayvon had on the hoodie. If it's covering your face, it's banned. The cops have the right. This bill is crazy. And this is all in D.C., Washington, D.C. So this says, active.
But who signed this bill in the action? Is Biden behind this?
Is who? No, it has nothing to do with President Biden. It has to do with state laws. With you got your federal laws and you got your state laws you have to abide by. These are state laws.
Okay.
And here's another one. It says active duty status of officers is now secret. The public will no longer be able to know if an officer who was found to have engaged in misconduct is still on active duty. So say, like, if you witness, let's say, you witness a car stop on a highway, you see a car with no tags, not knowing that it's the cop because it don't have like the tags to let you know, you see the cars, you know it's the cop, you know it's the cop or not. Let's say you witnessed that. You know, or you the person in the car that the police stopped.
Dude,
they don't have to tell you if they're on duty or not. So if they arrest you, they can just arrest you. They don't have to tell you they're on duty. There's more. There's eight parts to this one bill. This is part number 7. And it says, show your papers, Metro Law. It says the police will now be able to immediately arrest anyone suspected of misconduct while riding the Metro who refuses to share their name and home address. For instance, if a plainclothes officer demands your address on the Metro, not telling them could now lead to arrest. So, If you get stopped by a cop, be it plainclothes cop or a uniform cop while on the Metro, meaning the subway, in D.C., if you don't tell him your name and your address, you can be arrested.
Wow.
Here's the last one as a part of this bill. It said discarding a gun will become a crime. It says if you illegally possess a gun, which is already a crime, the moment that you drop the gun or put the bullets down, you've committed two more additional crimes. So if you keep holding the gun, you will get shot by the police, and if you drop the gun, you're now getting a longer sentence.
I think some people that wrote that had to be high drunk. That's
well,
ridiculous.
Let's say you got your, okay, you don't have a permit for your gun, but let's just say somebody tried to rob you and you pulled your gun out and the police come, they see you with it, you got to keep it in your hand. Because if you drop it, or even if you have bullets in your hands to put in the, that you're putting in the gun, if you drop the bullets, you drop the gun, you're having more charges put on you. So
if you hold the gun, you get shot and you get killed, then what?
That don't make no sense.
If I hold the gun, I'm a threat. You shoot me, I get killed. If I drop the gun and the bullets, I get more. Man,
you get it.
People
so
had
remember,
to be high. They had to be high and drunk. Whoever wrote that had to be high and drunk at the same time.
No, this is a bill they put now in D.C. because they think this
will
stop the crime
the people that
D.C.
wrote the, exactly. The people that wrote the bill had to be high and drunk at the same time.
They think it's going to stop crime in D.C.
How is that going to stop crime?
It's not. You're going to have innocent people go to jail because they had a face covering on. If it's winter, we're about to be in spring. But let's just say this was December, the beginning of winter. You remember how cold it was? Of course I'm going to have a face covering to cover my face. So now if I'm in D.C., I got a face covering, the cops can arrest me. And I'm only wearing it because it's cold outside. Or because where I work at, I have to have a face mask on for work. But because I still have it on because of COVID, I'm going to get arrested. Because I got a mask on. Because it's covering the majority of my face, and you can't really see my face. I saw this. I was like, what is going on here? And that's why I said we got laws on the federal level and the state level. And if Biden heard about this, I don't know if he's going to do anything about it.
I don't know. But let's shift gears a little bit. March is celebrating the phenomenal woman. The Six Eyes Radio Network and World to Start a Network celebrate all the accomplishment and greatness of the woman. So kudos and congratulations from the Six Eyes Radio Network. March is Women's Month. Celebration of women. So y'all keep doing your thing. Yeah, that bill right there that they're putting through to Washington is crazy.
And then it makes you say, I'm glad I don't live there. It makes you say that. I'm glad I don't live there.
Yeah. And let me say happy heavenly birthday to my grandfather. Had my grandfather been alive today, he would be 115 years old. That's
wow.
A happy heavenly birthday, Grandpa. Yep. Happy heavenly birthday, Grandpa. Yes. And my niece, she just turned 23. So happy birthday to her. And we got to say happy birthday to Lanell, Jimmy's wife. She just
Jimmy
had a birthday today.
You can't keep saying Jimmy's wife.
Ex-wife. Yeah, well, yeah, ex-wife. Her birthday is today. So happy birthday from the Six Eyes Radio Network and Road to Stardom Network. Yep, yep.
And these, I don't know what they, I don't know what DC is going to do.
I don't know, but, I mean, it's comical, almost, because in one sense, if you're a cop and I got the gun pointed at you, and I shoot you, it's a problem. You're going to shoot me. But then if I put the gun down and bullets to surrender, I still get more in trouble. So it's not making sense. I mean, wouldn't you rather I put the gun and bullets down versus holding it in my hand and possibly shoot you? I mean, this ain't like it's Gunsmoke, you know, and then in the saloon, you know, Matt Dillon comes through. I'm a bad patron, drinking, got mad because I lost money playing cards. And it's like, okay, who's going to shoot first? I mean, that's what it basically sounds like in modern day. Then it's like they're taking the rights away. They can't gather outside. They can't. You know, it's just like it's crazy. I don't know. That's going to be interesting right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to definitely be interesting.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into some trivia. Let's get into some trivia.
All right.
And let's keep Wendy Williams. Let's keep Wendy Williams in our prayers.
Let's see how good you do this time. What was it? You had
I think it was five out of
3 for 5 or 4 for 5.
Stuff like that. Excuse me. Oh, wow.
Okay, the first question. Let's see how good you are. What is the only amendment to the U.S. Constitution that was passed to repeal a previous amendment? Is it the 13th, the 21st? The 25th, the 27th. What is the only amendment?
The 25th.
That's your answer?
Yes, it is.
Wrong. Was the 21st? It says, the 21st Amendment to the U.S. Constitution stands uniquely as the sole amendment ratified with the explicit purpose of repealing a prior amendment, specifically the 18th Amendment, enacted in the 1933. This historic amendment marked the end of the nationwide prohibition of alcohol, a continuous policy put forth by the 18th Amendment. The repeal prohibition with the ratification of the 21st Amendment seemed a significant shift in American societal values and demonstrated the nation's capacity to adapt and correct policy missteps through the constitutional amendment process. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's 0-1. Yep, you're 0-1, dude. So, dude, you think you're going to have the same one like last time, or you're going to get it together this time?
Let's go.
Let me get to the next question. Here we go. Here's the next one. Let's see.
That's the best you've sounded all night right there. However you are, stay that way. That's the best you've sounded all night.
I just went back to the same question.
Yeah, I don't hear that extra scratching.
I hear you.
Whatever, don't fuck it up.
Here's the next question. What is the official title of the ruler of Brunei? What is the official title of the ruler of Brunei? Is it King, Chief, Sultan, President? Is it King, Chief, Sultan, President? What is the official title of the ruler of Brunei?
President.
It is 0-2. No. The revered title of Sultan bestowed upon the ruler of Brunei reflects the nation's deep rooted royal tradition and heritage. This title has been a symbol of continuity in Brunei for centuries, underscoring the monarchy's central role in the country's governance and cultural identity. The Sultan of Brunei is the monarchical head of state of Brunei as well as the prime minister. Pranav Bolkiah, the current Sultan of Brunei, once held the distinction of being the world's richest person and currently has a net worth estimated of $28 billion. He's worth $28 billion.
Yeah.
$28 billion. I wish I could be worth $28 billion.
Keep working.
Here's the next one. We haven't got one. This is the third one. Don't be 0-3. The Ben and Jerry's ice cream flavor cherry garcia
used
for the former lead singer of which band? The Ben and Jerry's ice cream cherry garcia is named for the former lead singer of which band? Is it Led Zeppelin, Aerosmith, Grateful Dead, the Beach Boys? What's the answer, Six? Six, what's your answer? I already know the answer. Let's see if you know it, though. I 6. What is the answer to the trivia question? We're waiting. Well, I don't know what happened to 6, but we're going to take a musical break.
Hollywood, go. Go. Hey, Hollywood. Hey, Hollywood, go. Go. Just where I'm at, well, let me tell you about it. I put my city on the map, but let me tell you about it. They try to say I can't come back, ain't let me tell you about it. Man, fuck them niggas, I come back, ain't let me tell you about it. I wanna tell you about it. Heads up, everybody run. Cole outside and he say he got a gun. Niggas like, man, that's what everybody said. Go and pop the trunk and everybody dead. Everybody scared of the nigga, aware that the nigga is better. All my bitches sick of the litter, never bitter. Niggas is fake, they anime. Me, I never hate, get cake like anime. Whoa, eat the cake, bitch, eat the damn cake. Fuck good, nigga, we the man great. Order domino, then she take off all the clothes. Nigga, you know how I go, made the pizza man wait. The best kept secret, even hoes try to keep it, then I leave the damn tape. Rest in peace, any nigga won't be secret server, couldn't keep the man safe.
I said to the window, to the wall, oh, wow. My nigga ride with our car. Them niggas, I come home and I don't tell nobody. They getting temporary dough and I don't tell nobody. Lord, will you tell me if I change? I won't tell nobody. I wanna go back to Jermaine and I don't tell nobody.
This is the part that the thugs skip.
Young nigga never had love, you know. Foot massage, back rub shit. Blowing bubbles in the bathtub shit. That is until I met you. Together we done watched years go by. Seen the river, your tears go by. Got me thinking about some kids still. I tell them hoes come through. Get to know somebody and you really learn a lot about them. Won't be long before you start to doubt them. Tell yourself you're better off without them. Then in time you will find can't walk without them. Can't talk without them. Can't breathe without them. Came here together, you can't leave without them. So you walk back in, make a scene about them. On your Amory, it's just one thing about them. It's called love. Niggas don't sing about it no more. Don't nobody sing about it no more. No more. Call up. Niggas don't sing about it no more. Don't nobody sing about it no more.
Nigga don't sing about this shit.
Put every nigga in the club singing.
To the window, to the wall. Oh, wow. My nigga ride when I come. Got bitches all in my mind. Fuck nigga black in my side. I know the reason you feel no way. I know just who you want to be. So every day I take a man upstairs. It ain't you and you ain't me. Get off my dick.
Put every nigga in the club singing.
Singing the song, yeah.
Got all the bitches in the
club singing,
singing
the song, yeah.
And all the mama little kids singing,
singing the song, yeah.
The baby mamas and the mistresses,
the song, yeah. Song, yeah. Song, yeah. Song, yeah. Song, yeah. Song, yeah.
Why I be rich black nigga gotta be famous? Why I be broke black nigga gotta be
ice, is a scenario. Young cold, pox is fat, like Lil Terrio. Dreamville, give us a year, we'll be on every show. Yeah, fuck, nigga, I'm very so. Fuck the rest, I'm the best nigga out. When I'm back home, I'm the best in the south. When I'm in LA, I'm the best in the west. You can test, I'ma stress niggas out. Ooh, I'ma stress niggas out. That go for all y'all if I left niggas out. This shit for everybody on my testicle. Please make sure you put the rest in your mouth, ho.
All right, y'all. That was J. Cole right there. And we are going to get into more of the show. Yep. And we're doing trivia with six, but somehow this is called drop. So if he calls back in, we'll get back into that trivia. But while we wait, we gotta talk about some other stuff. Just give me a minute, y'all. So, yeah. So, I know last week we talked a little bit about Mia Culpa. And someone said that we should watch on Netflix The Biggest Night in Pop. Way it's all about how all these artists came together to do We Are the World. I haven't watched it yet, but I tend to watch it. I probably watch it sometime this weekend. Yep. But that the story we talked about with Drake Bell and Josh. On the 17th, that documentary on ID, if you have the ID channel, it comes out on the ID channel on the 17th. And they're going to be talking about, there's going to be a whole bunch of different child actors talking about how they were being mistreated in the industry. So, yeah. Going here. Oh, so tomorrow night, your fans of DMV Week, he will be on the Jason Lee Show. And he shares how Monique's comments hurt his relationship with his daughter and will not forgive her. So, yeah. He's going to be talking about the whole thing that went down with Monique. To me, in that situation is how they were booked on the same comedy show. And she went before him and said all that stuff about him. That's crazy to me that she went and said all that stuff about him. Yeah. Nope. And it's really crazy to me. That happened. Well, now we know that comedians don't get along like that. He said that he had a piece of contract that said he was the headliner she said she had a contract, that she was the headliner. Because whenever there's a headliner, the headliner always go last. Whoever the headliner is, they always go last. Whoever the headliner is, they always go last. Crazy in itself. Now, you don't never, I don't know, I guess in the comedy world, I don't think you ever had two headliners. Because Monique stopped doing comedy for a while, so, you know, I wouldn't have thought that the promoter would have put her as a headliner. If she's coming back to comedy, I won't put her as a headliner. I think this is one of the reasons why Netflix at first didn't want to give her a deal, because you ain't been doing comedy in a while. So you don't know what kind of audience you're going to draw with your comedy special. And some people who said they've seen it said it wasn't all that. I haven't seen it yet. I watched Mike Epps. I watched Donnell Rollins. And those two wasn't bad. But I haven't watched Monique's yet. I don't know if I will watch it. I don't even know if it's still up on Netflix. Because, you know, when Netflix puts shows out, comedy specials out, they always have a top 10 list. And Mike Epps' comedy special hit number one. And the day I watched Donnell Rollins' special, Donnell was at number four. And Mike was behind him at number eight, like four spots behind him at number eight. And for me, I think with a lot of these shows, like on Netflix hitting number one, I don't think people are watching it like that. I think when they first come out, they hit number one, but after that, they can't stay at number one. Because Netflix is always dropping something new and that takes the spot. Yeah. So, yeah. I think saying calling back in, so I doubt if Six is going to call back in. Maybe his phone died and he needs to charge. I don't know. But I think I think I want to end a little early in the show. For those who love listening to Six and Road, you can go to the Six and Road page on Facebook and let us know if you like I called it a little segment, but that it wasn't a little segment. But the segment Dita's Kitchen, if you like that segment where I tell you about different foods, give you some recipes and stuff like that, put that in the mix with the show, because so let us know on the Six and Roll page on Facebook if you like the Dita's Kitchen segment. Because like I was stating earlier in that segment about the grilled cheese, you can make the grilled cheese different ways. It don't have to be just the cheese and add stuff to it. It's still a grilled cheese. You added stuff to it. So, I'll be back. I love hearing you to stand in time with the Indie Experience. You know, nothing but the best in indie music. On Six Eyes Video, we have the Children's Bible Study. And then we have the Adult Bible Study at we have the Children's Bible Study at 4.
adult Bible study at 7. And the number to call for the adult Bible study is 424-243-9617. I gotta learn the second number. So just Google, if you want to tune into the children's Bible study, just go to blogtalkradio.com/6iRadioNetwork2, and you will see where it says live at 4, the Bible study. You click on it, you can listen to it through your computer, your phone. Yep. So the next show for us on Road to Stardom on Wednesday is BOE, From the Pages to the Airwaves. And the Promote Your Business show for us is on the 20th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's the third Wednesday of the month. That's for you, the entrepreneur, the business owner, artist, anyone with something to promote, can call in to 845-277-9356. That is 845-277-9356. You can always hit us up, 6th and Road, on the 6th and Road show Facebook page. If you have any topics for us to discuss, if you want to be a part of the show, you can hit us up there. We'll let you be a part of the show. If you got some good topics, trying to think. Follow us on social media. So when you're on social media, if you're on Instagram, it's Road TWO Stardom. On X is Road TWO Stardom. On TikTok, it's Road to Stardom, exactly how you spell it. We are on Threads as well. So if you're on Threads, we're on Threads. And Threads is the same as the Instagram. Leah. Think Six Eyes is Six Eyes 6 on Instagram and Twitter. Excuse me, y'all. I do not know if it's the same on TikTok. I think he's on TikTok, but I'm not sure if it's Six Eyes 6. So, yeah. Trying to think. So, like I say, it's going to end a little early. And we'll catch you again on Tuesday, next Tuesday, with another 6th and Road. You want to help support Road to Stardom Radio, you can do so by going to paypal.me/Road to Stardom. Or you could do $Road to Stardom for Cash App. No amount is too big or too small. It is much appreciated. With Six Eyes Radio, you can put in your PayPal, sixeyes6@gmail.com. Cash App, I don't know if you can, the Cash App, let's see. I don't know if he has Cash App, so let me check here. Okay, Cash App is $SixEyes24. So if you want to make a donation to our station, it's much appreciated.
on Cash App is $6S24, $Roger Stern. The email address for PayPal is 6I6@gmail.com. And you could join the Six Eyes Radio Network group on Facebook, as well as the Roger Stern group on Facebook. So when you're looking for the Roger Stern group, it's going to say Road to Stardom, where Diamond in the Rough gets to shine. Where Diamond in the Rough gets to shine. That is the group. We have the Road to Stardom Facebook page, the Road to Stardom Radio Facebook page. And you can go click like on that. You can click like on that. And we appreciate you, as always, for tuning in with us on our stations. We're going to keep giving you great programming and music. So, I am going to say peace, one love. I appreciate you. Bye-bye now.